From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA's forecast for the upcoming citrus crop shows an increase in Florida specialty citrus production and decreases in orange and grapefruit production. The forecast shows Florida oranges at 47 million boxes, down 11% from last season. Florida grapefruits at 3.8 million boxes, down 8%, and specialty citrus at 900,000 boxes, up 2%. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried says the forecast is a testament to the resilience of Florida's citrus growers and the state's dedication to our citrus industry in the face of ongoing challenges. Bilateral meetings were held last week in Iowa between ag secretaries from the U.S. and Mexico. Tom Vilsack and Victor Villalobos focused on agricultural trade, saying we reaffirm the importance of our two nations' exceptional agricultural trading relationship. According to the USDA, the discussions highlighted the importance of continuing to work together to advance rural prosperity and to fulfill the shared responsibility to protect agricultural systems and producers. A recent study found corn and corn gluten meal are the top two most used plant-based ingredients in pet food products. Corn is the dominant plant-based carbohydrate, and corn gluten meal is the dominant plant-based protein ingredient. Thanks to pet food, the corn industry moved 1.9 million tons of product, valued at a total of $438 million every year. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.